Chapter 4. A Visit to Eileen. At home, Maya thought of something else. Why had Eileen given her the nanny cam? It helped to make you feel safe. But could someone use it to secretly watch you as well? Or was she just being paranoid? Maya heard Eileen's voice. You trust no one, Maya. But she trusted Shane, and she had trusted Claire. Did she also trust Eileen? Maya needed to find out. Eileen was in her front garden working on her roses when Maya arrived.
Hey, you, she said, looking up.
Why did you give me that secret camera? Asked Maya. Eileen stopped what she was doing.
Because your husband was murdered, and you have a young daughter. Why? What happened?
Where did you buy it? Asked Maya.
Online, said Eileen.
Show me, said Maya.
Eileen angrily pulled off her gardening gloves.
Fine,
she said, and they went inside the house. Eileen, Claire, and Maya had been friends in college. Maya had liked Eileen because she was wild and fun. But that was before she met Robbie, who was now her ex-husband. He had been kind to her at first, but then started changing. Maya had noticed marks on Eileen's body and realized that Robbie was hurting her. Then, one night, Eileen sent Maya a text message that said,
He's going to kill me.
Maya immediately took her gun and went to Eileen's house. Robbie moved out after that.
You scared Robbie a lot that night, said Eileen. And you saved my life. But after you went back to Iraq, he started coming here again. And I was scared. I thought about getting a gun, but I didn't want to be sent to prison for killing him. So I bought the camera to secretly record him attacking me. He stopped coming after he knew that I had that video.
Eileen showed Maya the email from the online store where she had bought 3 nanny cams a month ago. She had given one of them to Maya. Maya had no reason not to believe her.
Maya, said Eileen, I'm cross that you didn't trust me, but let's forget about that now. What's going on?
I saw something, Maya began. Then she changed her mind.
It would take too long to explain about seeing Joe, and Eileen could not help her with it anyway.
The police have learned that the same gun killed Claire and Joe, she said instead.
Eileen's eyes opened wide with shock.
So, I need you to think back, continued Maya. You knew Claire better than anyone. Maybe she and Joe were involved in something dangerous. Was there anything strange going on?
Eileen looked down.
I didn't think that it mattered at the time. But Claire and I were having dinner one evening when she got a phone call. We never had secrets from each other. Except this time, Claire looked nervous and went outside to answer the call. When she came back, she said it was nothing, but she wouldn't tell me who she talked to.
Well, the police probably checked her phone after she died, said Maya.
Except that's the problem, said Eileen. Claire's phone was still on the table when she went outside. She was talking on a second phone.
Before trying to find Claire's second phone, Maya visited Isabella's home to try to speak to her. She lived with her mother and brother in a small house near the Burkitts' home. Maya parked outside and knocked on the door, but no one answered. Then, a truck drove up behind her and parked. Hector got out and stared at her.
Where's Isabella? Maya asked him. I just want to talk to her and say sorry.
The front door then opened. It was Rosa, Isabella's mother.
She's not here, said Rosa. So leave. Come inside, Hector.
Hector went inside, and Rosa shut the door in Maya's face. As Maya went back to her car, Shane called her. He had checked the license plate of the red car and found the company which had rented it to someone, although he could not get the driver's name. After hanging up, Maya went to Claire's house. Nobody was home, so she unlocked the door with her key and went inside. Claire had died 4 months ago, and the hall was still full of boxes of her stuff, which Eddie had not moved. So what had happened to that phone? Maya searched through the boxes, which was a painful experience because everything reminded her of Claire's life. But there was no phone in any of them. Then Maya remembered something. When they were in high school, Claire had started smoking, and their dad had hated it. So she used to hide her cigarettes in a piece of furniture that had belonged to their grandmother, and which was now in Claire's living room. There was a secret compartment at the bottom of it where their grandmother used to hide her gold and cash. When Maya clicked the lock and opened the secret compartment, the phone was inside. She smiled to herself. Back at home, Maya switched on the phone and checked the past phone calls. There were 16 calls, all to the same number. Was Claire having secret meetings with someone? She searched the phone number online. It was for a business in the north part of New Jersey State, a strip club called Leather and Lace. This was even more confusing. Was Claire secretly working there? There was only one way to find out the truth. Maya would go to Leather and Lace tomorrow.